Wake up.
A steaming hot cup of Nikki and Zamello.
Coast FM.
We do have some guest action in here.
We do. She's a world champ in not only one sport, but two.
Well, in her teens, she was a champion skateboarder.
Yeah.
And after a tough time, started boxing. Now, she's held the WBC interim female atomweight title since 2019. And previously the WBO female junior flyweight title in 2016. And she's come back to Mandra, back home. Louisa Bang Bang Horton and manager and partner Marcus Rader, welcome in.
Welcome, guys.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having us. I'm pretty pumped to come back to Mandra.
So you've been in the US for a few years, is that right?
Yes, I've spent the last 3 years traveling back and forth. I was based in California.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's been a pretty crazy, hectic lifestyle, but super, super fun and, like, such a blessing to be able to be on that stage over there boxing at the highest level. So,
yeah, and yeah, you won pumped. A title while you were over there.
I did. I won my second world title. It was actually in
2018.
Uh-huh, okay. No, that's cool. I won it at the StubHub in LA on a pretty big HBO boxing card, which featured three women on the card, so it was pretty amazing for women's boxing. And it was an amazing ride, and I've had some crazy insight and being able to sit at the table with my favorite boxers like Triple G, and I've met everybody over there, so it's been pretty epic.
Well, wow. Just talking about, you started out skateboarding, right? So that was your kind of early story, and not just, you know, just
not just
go,
like down the skate park, like
you were champion skateboarder early on.
Yep.
When did sort of boxing come into it?
Boxing came in actually a lot later in my life. So I started boxing when I was 30.
Yep.
Yeah, so you're never too late.
No.
And skateboarding was such a big part of my life. Skateboarding at the time really helped me. Like, I was kind of going down the wrong track and a bit of a, like, push boundaries kind of kid. Yeah. And skateboarding just gave me skateboarding gave me a lot of focus. It gave me goals, and it gave me like this dream that I wanted to become a world champion. And I went 100% at it, and I focused at it. I started skateboarding when I was 15, and then when I was 16, I was skateboarding in my first World Cup.
Yeah. So
yeah, it was pretty crazy ride. I got to skate with Tony Hawk, Rodney Mullen, like,
wow.
Paul Rodriguez, crazy. Like, everyone of my favorite, I was there skating, and I was just so focused. Like, I didn't realize till years later, I was like, damn, that was crazy cool.
Yeah, yeah.
But
impressive.
I was so focused on what I was doing and what I was trying to achieve that I was like, I look back, I'm like, far out, man. I've been everywhere, man.
And it all started just here in Mandra.
Exactly.
So you grew up in the area and you were skating down at the Mandra Skate Park.
Mandra Skate Park. That was my stomping ground with all the boys.
have you been back since you've been back?
Actually, because they built a new skate park there, which is an amazing facility. So I actually called up all the boys that I used to skate with back in the day. I hadn't seen some of them for years and years. So I was like, yo, guys, there's a new skate park there. They took away our old park. Let's at least go there and grace it with our presence. So,
and what's the review?
Oh, that the skate park is amazing.
Yeah,
the skating? I still landed a kickflip, so I was like, yo, I got a kickflip.
Well, that's how you got your name, isn't it? The Bang Bang Lulu
from skating. From skateboarding, yeah. So I was in Australian Skateboarding Magazine, and the crew that I used to skate with, when we land tricks, we call them bangers. So they're like, Bang Bang Lulu, because she's always landing tricks. So that's how I got the name.
There you go, and it stuck throughout boxing as well.
I just thought it's pretty suitable because now I'm banging heads.
Yeah. So. Exactly right. So now, I mean, you literally have been everywhere when it comes to your boxing. Like, you fought in Japan, gone all over the States and stuff. Like, where's the most amazing place, or where's the place that you've been most surprised at?
Oh, man, there's been such great memories from them all. I think getting to the States and being able to fight on that platform is such a phenomenon.
It's a pretty big deal.
It's huge, because a lot of the time when guys are going over to fight in the States, you know, it's hard to get the wins over there, you know what I mean? And it's a big move for a male fighter to go over and be on that stage, but for a female to do it. And not just a female, I'm in the smallest weight category.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm out there representing my country as a woman, winning world titles.
And Mandra.
Yeah.
And Mandra. Overseas, you know what I mean?
I'm from.
Exactly, though. Like, we are from a different part of the world over here in WA. So it's huge. It's like I know people that are in the States that wouldn't move coast to coast to get opportunities. You know, I'm a mother of two. I have to leave my children behind here to go and, you know, be on that level and be on that platform. It's like a lot of what people would call sacrifice. But, you know, for me.
I think you can safely say that sacrifice.
Very, but you know very the way impressive. I look at this, though, it's like, okay, you could call it sacrifice, which is a really negative word.
Okay.
Or you could say, you know what? No, this is what was necessary for me to be able to make my dreams come true.
Yeah. That's the focus right there.
Exactly right. It's a great mindset. Now, you're bringing the fight back home to Perth, hopefully. You're hoping to take on a lady from the Czech Republic. She wants to fight you. Is that what's going on?
So this would be like a mandatory fight for me. And this is a fight that I've been wanting for a while. And, you know, COVID kind of like affected everybody in some way. You know what I mean? And I haven't been in the ring since 2019. My last fight was in New York. I finished the fight up, you know, in a really good way. I got 2019 Supreme Boxing Female of the Year. So 2020 was looking to be a cracker, man, and then, you know, COVID just like decided
to like everything, didn't it?
Yeah. So, you know, everything's changed, but for me it's like giving me this opportunity to come back to Perth and bring this world title fight here, which is super exciting because we haven't had a fight like this for quite some time, you know what I mean? And to be able to bring that world-class action back to Perth and light up our state with some entertainment and, you know, I haven't fought it since 2015.
Yeah.
Good, bring it on. So are you looking to organise this? Are you looking to get like sponsors on board and stuff like that?
Yes. So we've actually checked out RAC Arena yesterday, which is an amazing venue that we're looking at to host the fight there and been suggested by the government to host it there. But, yes, this is going to be a major event for Perth, for WA, and obviously an opportunity for businesses, local businesses, to get behind it and sponsor it. And there's a lot of, you know, opportunity for advertising and just to be a part of such a history-making event, I think, is going to be a good opportunity.
Awesome.
So. Is there a Facebook page that we can follow? Is that the good contact point?
Yeah, like my Instagram is Bang Bang Lulu.
Okay.
Easy to remember.
My Facebook is Louisa Horton.
Okay.
All right.
And then you know, if you want to contact Marcus, it's marcus@mentalfitnessko
Awesome.
So anyone that wants to get involved and jump on the Bang Bang Lulu train, you better jump on pretty quick.
Toot, we're on board.
Jump on board. And you better hang on pretty tight by the look of things too. Hey, great to have you. Right. Thank you for spending some time with us today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Like, I'm super stoked to come back to Mandurah and just light up this this little room here.
It is a little
energy in here.
We've loved having you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, guys. Appreciate you.
Investment opportunity here, or perhaps for those looking for a new home, an island off the coast of Scotland is on sale for $145,000.
That's pretty cheap.
It is.
Look, how big's the island? Is it a rock?
11 acres.
11 acres. Yeah. That's pretty good.
The as yet uninhabited Deer Island is located. Yes. You assume there's a deer or two there.
I would say so.
Yeah. It's on the west coast of the Scottish Highlands, going under auction later this month. The closest town is Glenfinnan. It's about 40. You reckon they'd have a scotch at least? There'd be a distillery of some sort there, surely. Mm. Anyway, it's about 40 k's away. The same family up to this point's owned it for the last 500 years.
Wow.
The rugged 11-acre island has been described as a unique investment opportunity. Mm-hmm. It's rock and trees, really, at the moment. There's nothing on it, never has been anything built on it or any application to have anything on it.
Okay.
So it sounds a bit like Rottnest when I was a kid.
So what are you going to do with this island?
Pitch a tent.
Pitch a tent, okay.
At least you wouldn't have any annoying calls at the front door. Knock, knock, knock.
Yeah,
you know, true. None of that business.
No one can visit.
Never have to give to anyone again.
Actually, sounds good. Sounds like a parent's retreat, doesn't
exactly.
it?
Yeah,
sorry, kids, we're leaving.
Well, there you go. Join the queue. Welcome. Nikki and DeMello here on the coast this morning. Michael Gudinski's memorial, pretty big event.
Yeah, huge star-studded event.
I know. And the least big surprise, but, you know, it wasn't really confirmed until it happened, I guess, Ed Sheeran.
Mm.
Yeah. And quite a heartfelt performance from so many people. I saw Barnsley's and Ed Sheeran's performances and, I mean, you can tell I guess how much of a loved, you know, individual he was.
Yeah, definitely.
And I mean, look, I do remember meeting him over many, many years. I don't have any of the stories that other people do have to tell. He was always nice the times that I came across him. Yep. I guess that's a pretty big sign because, you know, he didn't have to be.
Mm.
And I've never heard anyone say bad things about him.
Yeah.
That's a...
Seems like a nice
for a bloke that's been out there and done it for that long. That's a pretty good sign.
Yeah.
So yeah, he will
be
obviously
missed.
big hole in the music industry. It had to happen, I guess. Can we take the gay out of Golden Gay Times?
No. Well, this is just the silliest one of all because there's the gay community is saying this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
So it's like, who is this man that has decided to do it?
It's one guy who you know has taken it upon
himself.
Who's
consulted no one.
So far, there's more than 1,000 people that have got onto his petition, but it's Australia wide, so that's not
a lot of
the
people.
Biggest
really.
Response you could imagine, trying to convince Streets Australia to rename the ice cream they've been making in Australia since 1959. I feel like the term gay was originally a bit of a slur and has been kind of taken over and is now a positive, I feel like the Golden Gay Time may well have been for a bit there, but now it's just been embraced and loved, I thought.
Well, it meant happy.
Well, exactly.
So just why can't it just be...
The circle's gone all the way around anyway. Yeah, I don't know. I suppose eventually all of these things do come up, don't they? To be honest, I'm wondering how long the New Zealand rugby team can continue to be called the All Blacks in this current climate. I mean, I know it's not what the black refers to, but apparently that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
I feel like people need hobbies, you know? Like they're looking for things to do.
Yeah. I mean, look, equally though... I've never been, you know, somebody that's been offended by it. So I guess for me, it's I can't believe it.
No.
So maybe if you're in those shoes, it's a different story.
Mm.
And speaking of shoes, the man himself is hanging up the gloves. He's not probably known so much for his shoes.
For his shoes and then he's hanging up the gloves.
How about I explain? At 45, Anthony Mundine is retiring. And look, 45 is an excellent age to be retiring from boxing.
Yeah.
Some would say probably left it a bit. But look, to be fair, he is a legend and he deserves to give his body a break for sure.
For sure.
And moving on to, you know, continuing to do good work for Indigenous kids and various other things, no doubt.
So, yep.
Yes. We'll see if he does retire.
He'll come back out of retirement to fight Danny Green again.
Come back in his 60s. They'll still be doing this for the next
him and Danny
years.
Green will keep fighting.
Nikki and Zamello's three things you need to know.
Well, the Mandurah Endless Summer continues. You know, the long weekends that they've got lined up. Well, continues obviously on the next long weekend, Easter.
Okay. Even though it's autumn, we keep on going.
Not Endless Summer. Sorry. I may have thrown the word summer in there. I didn't mean to. Mandurah's Endless Long Weekend.
Okay, that's
continue
good.
Over Easter.
There we go.
There's an outdoor movie happening at Mandurah Square. There's a virtual Easter egg scavenger hunt. There's a concert on the foreshore and a giant Easter egg hunt, physical one, at King Carnival.
Sounds good, doesn't it? I want to go.
I know. Check the Mandurah website or you can click to ours and get all the bits you need about that. Earth Hour is happening on Saturday.
Okay.
It's a chance to speak up for nature and it is happening at 8:30 local time wherever you are in the world. So I guess the way that rolls, it'd be like a giant Mexican wave across the planet as everyone turns their lights off. So there you
That's
go.
Good.
Earth Hour, 8:30 p.m. Saturday. I guess there'd be no point turning your lights out at 8:30 in the morning.
No.
You wouldn't notice is my point. And March 25, that's today, is Tolkien Reading Day. Honouring.
What does that mean?
Well, it's honouring the author of Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit.
Ah.
John Ronald Rule.
There you go.
Tolkien. Or you could just eat like a hobbit. I mean, you could read all the books.
Have 11sies.
Yeah, well, they've got 7 essential meals, if you're wondering. So if you can get in the spirit, you can have 7 o'clock breakfast, 9 o'clock is second breakfast, 11sies at 11, luncheon at 1, afternoon tea at 3, dinner at 6, and supper at 9.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you probably do that every day.
every second day.
Well, he's going to have a kick, all right. They'll complain. It's a big kick.
The Coast Scoreboard with Malcolm Blight.
Yes, it's back and he's back to point us in the right direction. Malcolm J. Blight, good morning.
Good morning.
Nikki, DeMello, how are you guys? The J stands for Jack, and Jack of all trades, Master of none. Yeah.
Well,
I think we can say you're quite a master at the AFL.
Yeah, yeah. You certainly
Come on, don't put yourself down.
Much more qualified than either of us to talk about it. So that's why we got you here. Now, it's back. It's round two. It kicks off tonight with Carlton v Collingwood. Pretty much the definition of meh, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, for the last 10 years, I've picked Collingwood in this game, or the last 20 years, I think. You know what? I want to pick Carlton.
Oh, my goodness. You've turned it all around from last week, Malcolm. I was actually thinking about our chat last week and then how well Carlton actually fought against Richmond last week. I was like, what?
Yeah. And, of course, Collingwood, they've lost some players and they've had a very quiet summer. No one knows they're there anymore. So, I've changed my mind. I wrote down Collingwood and this morning I've got, no, I go Carlton.
Okay.
There you go.
And interesting.
We're going to have almost, 75% capacity back.
Yeah.
And it could be the biggest sporting crowd in Australia since COVID started. If I think it's like 67,000 or something, if they get that many.
Wow.
Then,
The people in Melbourne are saying in the world, this should be the biggest crowd sporting event in the world since COVID.
I suppose it would be, wouldn't it? No one's done anything.
This is more kind of landmarks for football because, you know, we were the only code playing in the entire world back a year ago. So here we go. Continuing to lead the charge.
Big
game,
ladies.
Yes.
Now, Sunday at midday, Eagles take on the Bulldogs at Marvel Stadium. Both were winners last week, but the Eagles would sort of go in favourites, wouldn't they?
Look, my smoky team for the year are the Bulldogs.
Right.
Yeah, the Eagles, I thought the Gold Coast played all right against them last week. You know, we know their young team is coming, but I just thought the Eagles their last quarter was good. But other than that, I thought they struggled a bit. So I've got to go with my punt team. I know it's not great for the Eagles' ears, but I've got to do this. I'm going to pick the Bulldogs.
It's all right, we can take it.
Only because they're my smoky team.
Okay.
So I've got to stick with them for at least a few rounds.
Okay, so right. Bulldogs and
go,
also...
Go with your gut.
Yeah, like,
No, you don't have to apologise around these parts.
Right. We'll just remember it. Also on Sunday is Frio taking on GWS. What do you reckon?
Now, I picked Fremantle to beat Melbourne last week.
Mm.
How's that? Yeah. And look what happened.
Yeah.
But guess what? I'm backing up. I still like them a bit. I still like Justin Longmire. Longmuir, I should say. And I love Nat Fyfe. I'm picking Fremantle again. I'm a stubborn thing. Fremantle.
All right. Well, at least there's one West Aussie team in there. That's okay. We can forgive you. And what do you think about the new rules? Of course, there was the extra sub and the man on the mark. How do you think it all went last week?
That was the best round of football. I watched 7 of the 9 games live. I caught up with the other two a little bit to them later. That was the best round of footy I've seen in 10 years. Seriously. Everyone, you know, every forward line player had a bit of a chance. The scoring was good, but there was still some tough, good, you know, knockabout footy, but the forwards had a bit of a chance and some of them kicked some beautiful goals and all that. So I actually loved it. It was the best round for ages.
There you go.
There you go. Tick of approval from Malcolm Blight.
We look forward to seeing what this round brings. We're expecting big things and we shall check in again this time next week.
See you guys. Have a great day. 97.3
Coast FM. The Coast Feed. And as we join those honouring an Oz music icon in entertainment news, here's Nikki.
Michael Gudinski's State Memorial was last night at Melbourne's Rod Laver Arena with stars like Ed Sheeran, Kylie Minogue, Jimmy Barnes and Paul Kelly all performing to honour the late music industry icon. Ed Sheeran took to the stage to perform his hits Castle on the Hill, A-Team and revealed a brand spanking new song called Visiting Hours, which he only finished last week. I wish that heaven at visiting hours, so I could just show up and bring her news that she's getting older. And I wish that you'd met her, the things that she'll learn from me, I got them all from you. But he just took a while and we'll put all the world to rights. Favorite wine. Soon they're going to close, but I'll see you another day. So much has changed since you've been away. Hey. So sad. Kylie Minogue then joined Ed to perform Locomotion. Everybody's doing brand new.
dance. Now up there.
Come on, baby, do the locomotion.
I know you get to like it if you give it a chance. Now
come on, baby, do the locomotion.
Got to be the most unusual combo ever, but it was great.
I know. It all brought a bit of joy, didn't it? Everyone was very sad. They did a little dance after that, though. And then Jimmy Barnes also performed with his daughter Mahalia Barnes, his hit When the War Is Over. How good is that?
Inspiring stuff right there.
Other performances included Paul Kelly, Mia Ray, and Mark Seymour with Vicar and Linda. Many other stars recorded their own video messages to honour the music legend, including Elton John, Taylor Swift, Billy Joel, and Sting. Here's Taylor Swift and Elton's.
They've opened up their home to me. We've had so many incredible memories over the years, and I will never forget just the wonderful times in my life that came about because of Michael and because he believed in me. My family is sending all of our prayers.
I was honored to work with him because people like him don't come along very often. We will cherish his memory. We will miss him. And we will take with us the fact that he loved what he did and he loved his artists.
Ugh. So, so sad. R.I.P. Michael Gudinski.
Nikki and Tamillo, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.